And we're off and we're back. New year, new me, right?
Holy did you get, shit.
Did new you buy year,
it? New me. Indeed.
Yeah, you have to go to your local Target, and you're not allowed to say that unless you legally own the like paintings that they sell in Target that say "New Year, New Me." You know those like cheap ones. You know what I'm talking about?
Like cheap pieces of art that you can decorate your neat nouveau chic apartment with.
Yeah, exactly. And like one is live, laugh, love. You know,
for all the suburban white ladies.
Yeah, there's a
live, laugh, love.
My favorite thing is there's like a TikTok where it's like, you know, all those people that have those live, laugh, loves. I think we should change it to alive. Fuck. It's like, that's good. That's good. Alive. Fuck.
Terrific.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Phil.
What up, Ryan? What's going on, man? It's been a while.
It has. We've been really busy people.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, there's nothing wrong with taking a hiatus.
No, there's not.
Is our art. We control the distribution stream.
We can call it season three, if anything. I don't know.
Yeah, this is season three.
Season three, new year, new me, you know?
Yes.
New year, new Phil.
Yes. I mean, this is like round two of 2020, if anything, so far.
Oh, I know. That's where, I mean, good things are coming. Good things are coming for sure.
I mean, it's got to get better. Like, it can't get any worse.
I don't know, man. Zombies and aliens have to show up at some point. Zombies and aliens. It can't get any worse, but it could get a lot better. And I think it will.
I want it to. It needs to. And I'm going to speak into fruition. It's going to get better.
That's right. But you know, the one thing I'm disappointed, though, is 90% of our talking material leaves in 2 days. You know? What are we going to do?
What are we going to do? How do we create content?
Yeah, where do we go from here?
This is the first and last episode of the season.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. We need to do something big.
We got to blow something up.
All of us need to go to jail at the end of the episode. like the finale of Seinfeld.
Yes, exactly.
Which was one of the first huge finales, if you don't remember.
Yeah, I remember that finale, and then, you know, there was finale after finale, Office.
Yeah, everything. Remember, were you into The Sopranos?
I was, you know what it was? It was like, I think part of me feels like I might have just missed it might have been a little too young for it, because I was in high school when it was out. And then also, we didn't really have HBO, but also I think like deep down inside, my dad's like, we're not going to watch that. That's a bad representation of Italians.
He has every right to feel that way.
He does. So, you know, there's The Godfather, Goodfellas, all those movies are fine, but The Sopranos, no.
Okay. That's where we drew the line.
Yeah, we drew the line at Tony Soprano.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's weekly. It's too much of it. You know, Scorsese gives you 2.5 hours at least each clip, but,
you know,
60 plus hours worth of material of James Gandolfini breathing heavy. It's just, you know.
A gabagool sandwich, please. You know, his brother, James Gandolfini's brother, was my vice principal.
Really?
Uh-huh. And
wow.
James Gandolfini came to our high school multiple times just to do, like, talks to the theater kids, talks to the school. He would, like, there would just be times where he would just, like, be roaming the fucking, the hallways of my school because his brother was our vice principal.
Yeah, that's not creepy.
Why is James Gandolfini just walking the high school hallway?
Yeah, but was he James Gandolfini or was he just the principal's brother?
He was both. He was James Gandolfini, who is the
principal's brother.
The vice principal's brother, yeah.
Okay, because, you know, like, he did a couple of, like, he did Get Shorty.
He did?
Yeah, he did Get Shorty with John Travolta and Danny DeVito.
I already know that.
Yeah, he was a stuntman in that movie.
James Gandolfini?
His character was a stunt, like, an outdoor stuntman.
Okay.
In that movie. Like, he was, and Delroy Lindo was his, like, boss, and his job was, like, he was, like, a henchman for Delroy Lindo's character.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant that, like, James
Gandolfini was just a stuntman?
He had a previous career as a stuntman.
Oh, no. He was in the movie, and his character was like an out-of-work stuntman.
Gotcha. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, no, I never saw that movie. I know he did a bunch of movies. And I've watched a lot of things about him, how, like, you know how you, like, can see, you watch movies and there's certain actors in it that you're like, these guys are doing it for the craft, not for the money and not for the fame. Like, James Gandolfini was someone I thought of that. And also, surprisingly enough, Adam Driver gives off that, like, doing it for the art kind of feel, except for Star Wars.
You know what's so funny about Adam Driver?
What?
He did that movie with Ben Stiller, While We're Young.
Yeah, where he's like a super hipster.
He was uber hipster in that movie. It was, I saw that movie and I was like, oh, this is like the volume turned all the way up on Brooklyn.
It's like we took Brooklyn and we put it to 11.
Oh my God. It was like everything was like a caricature of what hipsters. Like, even making fun of hipsters, I was like, this is kind of fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, hold up. Like, his record collection was ridiculous.
You know, it's funny that you said records because I finally found... Yeah, it's really got you.
The one thing that I was like, that I saw and I was like, this is accurate, is, you know, is wearing... shoes to ride a bike, like, you know, hard bottom shoes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, Ryan does that.
Yeah, it's me. It's just a movie about me. You know,
no, that's the thing. It's not. But that, I was like, he does that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
I was like, you wear dress clothes to ride your bike. Yep, that's what he does.
Oh, I remember when I was in Iceland, the first day we were there, we went hiking and I was in hard bottom, like, shoes like that. I hiked in that, and my friends were all like, why the fuck are you wearing hard hard sole shoes to hike? And I was like, this is what I wore on the plane.
This is what I wear.
Yeah, this is what I wear. This is my outfit. It's my uniform.
Yeah,
but I'm trying to find out if that's the movie where there's a famous line of his where he's like sitting at a table and he's just sitting there and he just yells, I just had sex and I'm gonna have nachos. And I don't know if it's from that movie or from another movie.
No, I don't think it's in that movie. I think there's another movie. I think the first movie I had ever seen Adam Driver in was a movie like the parents died and he was like the brother that, you know, was like an artist and he's ain't got his shit together.
Yeah.
I think it was that movie.
Well, did you ever see Black Klansman?
Oh, yeah. I saw that movie.
That movie was really good. Yeah. He was in that.
He did a good job in that movie.
Yeah. And he traveled.
He did a good job playing the duality of, you know, being a Jewish guy and then also having to be like a redneck undercover. Right.
And it's funny, he could totally pull off being a Jew because he's Italian. So it all works out.
Man. It's early in the season for this. We're already doing it?
We're already doing it. We're already going down that road. Start on the right foot. So on the right foot.
It was funny. Like, so the new year happens. Mm-hmm. We don't, you know, take off during the new year. Like, well, we took off during the new year. What I meant by we don't, like, start just the show. Like,
yeah.
The first week. And, you know, for a couple of reasons. I was in Haiti. And, you know, I just wanted to kind of, like, you know, no rush.
Right. It was your birthday, too. Weeks.
Yeah, birthday, stuff like that, Christmas. No, you just be relaxed. Enjoy the festivities of the times.
Exactly.
You know? And then in those few weeks that we were off, shit hit the fan.
Yeah, everything that could happen happened.
Really? It's like, what the actual fuck is going on?
Yeah.
I was... because we talked about it, like, let's lean away from the politics.
Here we are.
and then there's a whole attempted coup. What are they calling it? Insurrection?
Insurrection, yeah.
It sounds like remember when WWE started naming their In Your Houses other things, like,
yes,
St. Valentine's Day Massacre. This is like this is one of them.
WWE brings out Insurrection
this weekend. Insurrection,
but I love
$49 pay per view.
I love how like they bring these words out and then they become like the buzzwords for a while.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're gonna hear insurrection for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, because like I guess you can't technically call it a coup because I think a coup is when it's a military going against the power or the something like that. I think it's more of an insurrection, more of a not even a revolution because that's not a revolution, but I think a coup has to be a military thing.
I think they just, I don't know. I just feel like it's a strange time to be alive right now.
I mean, I saw a video of, you know, for Inauguration Day, and the entire White House and areas is surrounded in barbed wire fence.
Yeah. Well, it was like that when I went to D.C. in October for my girlfriend's birthday. Mm-hmm. And even back then, because of all the rallies and stuff.
Yeah.
There was like fencing and stuff up around the White House. I think this is up around the Capitol building now, though.
Yeah, it's crazy. It looks all utterly dystopian.
We're getting there.
Yeah, we're slowly getting there. One thing at a time.
We're getting there.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm curious to see how the inauguration goes. Hopefully everything goes fine.
I am too. My girlfriend, she's like nervous for me. She's like, don't go to work. Don't go into work on Wednesday. Stay home.
Why? It's New York City.
Well, allegedly there's a plan to attack every major capital in the country.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there was a plan to, you know, march down Pennsylvania Avenue and go to the Capitol on the 6th, and that happened. So,
yeah.
I guess you kind of have to take some of this shit like realistically. Like, you got to take it seriously. Like,
I just don't understand why these people. It's like it's almost to the point too where these people who were once following the thoughts and plans of Trump now have just broken off and now we're just nut jobs that want to just destroy everything. They're not even following Trump anymore.
Well, I wish I can agree with that, but yeah. Like, he was there at that rally.
Yeah,
you know, and he was like, "I'm walking with you."
Yeah,
you know, he's like, "I'm gonna be with you." So it's kind of like. Even though he wasn't,
I know.
He said that he went and hit in his bunker.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know what's amazing is how you don't hear anything from him now that he doesn't have a social media feed.
Well, it's also that, and he's lost, and he knows he's out, so he's like, he's just phoning it in.
Oh yeah. He's got senioritis.
He's doing what my dad calls a lame duck. He's a lame duck president.
Yeah, this is the lame duck period between. Yeah. Your lost election and inauguration, but like he's the lamest duck.
Yeah.
He's a limp duck.
He's a limp duck?
He's a limp duck.
Limp duck.
His duck needs Cialis.
Ugh. And he still thinks he won, still to this day.
I absolutely believe that he believes that he won. Mm-hmm. I absolutely believe that and I think only because he is narcissistic.
Oh yeah,
like he is, and he's convinced himself that he won. I think that's what it is. It's crazy.
It's delusionism.
Yeah. So, what'd you do on the break, man? What'd you do? What kind of stuff happens?
Oh, I mean, let's see. What have I done on there? That's the thing is like, there's not much to do. And here in Queens and New York City, a lot of things have been closed.
Shut down again. Yeah.
Yep. Not that I was one of the people that goes out to dinner that much. I usually cook at home or get order in, but like I loved, and they still do because they have the outdoor, indoor, outdoor dining thing going on.
Yeah. That's where my opposition to, you know, doing stuff because of the pandemic. It's like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, it made sense over the summer.
I laugh every time I walk by the restaurant on the corner here and people are, you know, eating food in winter jackets and scarves and gloves.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like outdoor, indoor dining.
Yeah. I'm like, I understand we all want to get out. We all want to do things and stuff, but like, you couldn't just be like, let's just eat home tonight instead of sitting in our winter coats eating spaghetti.
So The worst part about it for me is like, I think that when it comes to where we are as far as the structures that they've built, mm-hmm. and like in some restaurants, if they got the budget, they got full blown structures.
Oh yes, they
do. In the street that are heated and have electricity for the lights and everything. And yeah. You're inside at that point. The doors close.
Yep.
And you're inside. If we're at that point, you might as well just let people, like, if that's okay, then at that point I have to say these people, like, these restaurants just need to be open.
Yeah, exactly. And like on Saturday I went out to Blackbird's, which is a bar by me.
Oh, I remember Blackbird.
Yeah, and we went there and we sat in the outside inside outside thing, which is just you know, you're right, it's it's a closed off room, but one window has to be open. That's the rule. So you're sitting there still freezing, but you're inside, but you're absolutely right. And like I was sitting at the door to go into the restaurant, like it's just like, what's the difference if I sit here or inside and stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's
ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Like I was we went to a restaurant on Saturday, but in Nassau,
mm-hmm. We can go inside in Nassau.
You can go inside.
Yeah.
And it was normal. It was really close to normal. The only thing is, like, in between the tables, they had like these
sneeze guards,
clear plastic, sneeze guards in between the tables. Yeah. And they weren't, like, the way they did it wasn't unsightly. So it was definitely comfortable. You feel we're almost there. That's what it feels like.
When I talk about everything, I keep saying the same thing to people. It's like, we're not out of the woods yet, but we're over the mountain. Kind of.
Yeah, you're in the home stretch.
Yeah. Like I have met multiple people, one today when I was out, that have gotten the vaccine already, you know.
I mean, I have so much family in the medical and fields, mm-hmm. that they're required to take the vaccines.
Yeah.
So I have, like, my cousin took it. I think one of my sisters already took it. I know my mom's going to be required to take it. You know, mm-hmm. My brother probably already took it.
Yeah.
So, because he's been chasing COVID all year.
Yeah, I was going to say, is he still with FEMA?
Yeah. He's in Texas right now.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. He's CTCing all year, collecting the check.
I was trying to think. I'm like, CTC, does that mean like some sort of, you know, COVID tracing contractor? I don't know. I was trying to think. You're like, oh no,
that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, chasing the check.
He's chasing the check, bro. Collecting the check.
Are you gonna get the vaccine? Or are you like, oh, I already got it, I'm good?
Oh no, absolutely not. Absolutely, I'm going to get the vaccine. Gotcha. Number one, it's going to be mandated eventually. That's what's going to happen.
We'll see how that goes.
And then number two, I have my skepticism. My issue with the vaccine is I feel like it was made available too quickly.
Right.
But other than that, I do feel like it is important.
It's effective. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
It works. I just want to go to a loud, hot bar again.
I want to perform again, bro.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You guys haven't been able... I mean, I know you guys tried to do a live stream thing that kind of had its issues.
Yes, it did.
But you guys haven't... Like, there's no festivals that they're doing that are, like, in big fields where people are... Like, I don't know if you saw Dave Chappelle's thing when he did the thing after George Floyd.
Yeah, the one he did on his farm.
Yeah, like stuff like that.
So most of the festivals that are looking at anything, they're doing like they're buying the show from you.
Right.
So they'll buy a set from you. So you got to pre-record the set and then they'll buy it from you. Except for South By, because South By doesn't pay the artists.
Oh, yeah. They're like one of those kind of things. Like, we're just so big, we don't have to.
We don't have. You want to play here.
Yeah. You need us. We don't need you.
Yeah. And I mean, South By is huge.
I still haven't gone. I want to go.
I'm sorry, you still haven't gone?
No, I still haven't gone.
You have to wait at least a year.
I know.
Because this year is going to be virtual.
Well, yeah, CES just went by and it was all virtual.
Oh, yeah, CES.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
CES. Oh, NAMM is going to be this week, and that's going to be virtual also.
What is?
NAMM.
The National Association for Adult
Boy Lovers? NAMM is like a National Association for like music something. It's a music trade show, kind of like CES, but like for music equipment, guitars, drums, recording gear.
Oh, that's awesome.
Outboard gear, DJ equipment, that kind of stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like a couple of companies already released a few products that were supposed to be released for NAMM, but because they were leaked, they released early.
Like what?
Rain is one of the bigger companies, one of the higher end companies in the DJ world, and they had released like a turntable controller.
Mm-hmm.
It looked pretty sick until I saw its footprint, and for me, it's just too small.
Oh, I was gonna say, what is it, too big and won't fit on your table? It's like it's too small.
It's too small for me. Like it looks like a toy.
Okay.
For some, like one of the sponsored artists is this little girl DJ, and she's using it, and it looks
small
in front of her.
Okay, so with you, it's gonna look like a fucking
tiny.
Yeah, it disappears.
Yeah. That's one of the main reasons why I still use turntables is because of, you know, how big they look in front of me.
Well, also, you know, I feel like you're very much a fan of like analog.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Like me, I've gone completely analog to the point where like the other day I'm like, maybe I should start getting VCR tapes again. I'm like, no, Ryan, we're going to
start shooting video on mini DV.
Well, I mean, I've shot a couple of things on Super 8, and now I'm trying to find another Super 8 camera.
What happened to the Super 8 camera you had over the summer?
The light meter wasn't working, so it wasn't.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So you can only shoot in the daytime.
Exactly. So I'm looking at a couple right now, but like I'm in no rush to get one because like I don't really have any things coming. Like it would be different if this pandemic wasn't going on and there was things to do, but like what am I going to do, shoot it around my apartment of me and my underwear? No one wants to see that. But I guess
I mean there's a market for everything, you know. You can open up an OnlyFans page. That's big this year.
That's a huge thing.
Last year.
And I've done two shoots for OnlyFans so far.
Really?
Not of me.
I was gonna say, you know, drop your info, you know, let the people know where they can find you.
You know who has one and I stumbled upon?
Who?
I don't want to say names because he uses a pseudonym, but it's a mutual friend of ours that we worked with.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah. Not surprised either.
Shirtless all the time?
Oh, yeah. Just every photo is just shirtless and a jock strap.
Yes. Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah. And I bet you he does well.
I'm sure he's been in the industry for a while, actually.
Yeah. But
which I didn't know, and I was like, at first I was like, oh man, I feel bad that he feels that he needs to. Then I was like, wait a minute, he's of anybody's gonna be like, that's nothing to be ashamed of. It's gonna be him. So
yeah,
fuck what I was gonna say.
But I've done two, and they've been fun, and they come out great.
they were fun.
They were fun.
They were fun. It was a nice spread, you know. There was like that. I meant the lunch table was delicious.
Oh, it was. The craft service was just
perfect. The whole team, you know.
It's just
those the Teamster sandwiches.
Teamster sandwiches. Sopping folds. gross.
God.
What's a roast beef gyro? So the only real interesting thing that is gone on. Bring it back.
All right. I'm not even drinking, bro.
I know. Me either. That's later. The only real thing that has been going on, I've been just doing a lot of photography stuff. I've been really learning film and then, you know, getting really good at it. And then, of course, just as everything happens in life, they raise the prices for film, and then Fuji cancels or discontinues one of them. So, like, it's just a never-ending thing. But now in like, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks. I'll have
a dead format.
What's that?
Film is a dead format.
I don't think so. I think it's coming back.
It's not coming back. If it was coming back, then these companies would hold out.
I think it's coming back for a niche market for photography.
It's a hobbyist thing, but yeah. it's gonna be more and more and more expensive, and then you know being part of it is going to be a luxury, and then at that point you can just continue to lean in to what it is that you are. That is the hipster, to my homeboy.
Yep, that's right. And to just to lean into even more, my large format camera should be here soon. So you'll find me on the side of the road with the blanket draped over my head using
Stop
a large,
it.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You're going to have the big light beacon.
Oh, there's Ryan. I saw him from a mile away.
Oh, man. The smoke camera.
Yeah, the one with the gunpowder on top. Don't look directly at it.
Like in the one they used to take the picture in Back to the Future 3?
Exactly, yeah. Slowly and surely, I'm eventually just going to start. You know how in Back to the Future, when things don't start to work out, and in the photo, his sister and brother start fading away?
Pretty soon, all your tech is going to start fading away.
Yeah, you're going to start hanging out with me. You're going to be like, Ryan, you're looking kind of faded. And I'll be like, well, that's because I just got this new film thing and the flash I need to get specific phosphorus gunpowder that only one company in the West makes, and every time as I'm talking I'm just slowly fading away.
You don't fade away, you lose your colors, like, yeah. You just become black and white, like
until
like in Pleasantville but backwards.
Exactly. until one day you're like at a library in like Long Island and you walk past a picture from 1932 and I'm in it, like in The Shining.
Is that Ryan?
Yeah, look at, is that fucking Ryan with a top hat on? Shit.
Why is... Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
He's wearing the same hard bottom shoes, though.
That would actually be a really funny video to make, like a comedy video about, like... I don't know, did you ever watch Portlandia?
I've seen a couple episodes. What's his name? It's really, really funny. Comedian that's on that show,
Fred Armisen.
Fred Armisen, yeah, he's hilarious.
They did something similar to that, but it was back like, remember back like in like 2010-11, everybody you knew was starting to become a DJ.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, they made a video like everybody they know is becoming a DJ, and even like their grandmother is like knitting something, and she's like, come check out my DJ set tonight at this.
Yeah, well, there was actually a grandma DJ, if you don't remember.
I don't.
DJ Mammy Rock.
That's great.
She's British. And, like, she wore those big sunglasses that cover, like, from temple to temple.
The fucking, like, the dilated pupils glasses. I just came from the eye doctor.
Yeah, the glasses that is like, the sun is my enemy glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, she wears those as her sunglasses.
Like, what are you, Cyclops? Is Scott Summers over there?
Yeah, she wears. Yeah, her name was DJ. I don't know if she's still alive, but DJ Mammy Rock.
Oh man, it's like, yeah,
she
was
like 80 something.
It's like, what's his name? Idris Elba also does.
Idris Elba's a DJ and a rapper.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Did you see? He had a show. He had a show last year on Netflix that Turn up Charlie?
No.
Something.
Idris Elba is like one of those actors like that does so many things, but like none of them never really take off, but he still gets work.
You know what? I feel like the stuff he does take off, but it just doesn't take off for us. You gotta realize there's a whole market across the pond, bro.
It's true. It's like Nicolas Cage. Like, I don't know how that man still has a job.
Nicolas Cage is one of the greatest acting gifts that Hollywood has ever brought us. I don't know what you're talking about.
He is quite a character.
Yes, he is. You need to cherish Nicolas Cage and his work. Okay?
I guess. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, the movies he was in, like Con Air, The Rock.
Oh my God, Con Air. Yeah, he was doing all the Michael Bay films.
Yeah, The Rock was good.
Yeah, Michael Bay, Jerry Bruckheimer, those movies, you know, big budget movies, yeah, and like, you know, those movies that you can stream, like you can stitch them together and then you can't tell that they're different movies.
Yes. Yeah. They're all just explosions. And
yeah, you can just stitch Con Air and The Rock and Bad Boys. And
Bad Boys 2.
No, not Bad Boys 2, because Bad Boys 2 had, and Bad Boys 3, they all had like a different palette. Like they looked different, but like the first Bad Boys looked like all those other Jerry Bruckheimer and Michael Bay movies.
And it also looked extremely 90s.
Yes, at a very 90s. They all have that very 90s, very big budget look. Mm-hmm. You know, like the big sweeping panning shots.
Oh, I love the panning shot in Bad Boys where they're like, they just get out of a car and they're like spinning around them, and like Martin Lawrence's like shirt is fluttering, and then they're like, it's one of my favorites.
Real heavy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's after the foot chase scene.
And like every movie Will Smith is in, there's a big running scene where he's panting for a long time.
Yeah, he's like he is like Tom Cruise in the sense that he's required to run in every one of his movies.
It's like the Black Tom Cruise.
He is the Black Tom Cruise.
He is.
He has been for a long time. Like he's like there was a period where they were their pay rate was like identical.
I mean, it's crazy to think like how he came from just like a rapper to like a A-list celebrity.
Yeah, he stumbled on becoming an actor.
Yeah. I've watched the documentary about the Fresh Prince about how he didn't even like want to do it.
And the people in the cast, you know, resented him for the fact that he was the star of the show and he had like the least amount of acting experience.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it was like something like Jazzy Jeff begged him to do it, or he begged Jazzy Jeff to do it.
Well, he begged Jeff to be on the show. But like, I think who put it together? Quincy Jones and a couple of other people put it together.
Jazzy Jeff was an incredible actor in that show. He was so funny.
His timing was great.
Yeah.
His timing was always great.
Yeah. And then and then he's a phenomenal DJ, because I still remember, I don't know where we were or what we were doing, and if you were listening to a radio, like a live radio station or like a podcast, but it was like Jazzy Jeff, all his mixes and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, there's this one mix that I listen to all the time. It's him at the Do-Over in 2013, and it's like one of my favorite like mixes to drive to, favorite mix to work out to, you know, favorite mix to, I like listening to that mix.
No, I remember it was really good. What's it called?
It's you can find it on SoundCloud. It's just look up DJ Jazzy Jeff Do Over LA 2013.
Got it. Okay, I'll look,
because he's got a couple of sets at the Do Over, but
right,
that the one that you're thinking of is that 2013 set.
Okay.
It's like he's all over the place on that set. Like he's playing all types of music, and that's like, yo, you know. I emulate that when I spin. Like I like to be in the same like wheelhouse. Just like I can play whatever I want. I'm not gonna pigeonhole myself as a DJ and be like, I only play this, I only play that,
I only do this type of music. So yeah, back to my hipster fading life. I got the camera. It's gonna be here in like two or three more weeks. I'm super excited about it because the negatives you get from it are just super impressive. I this weekend coming up, I'm buying a like legit photo printer, like a high end one, so I can start printing, making prints and selling them and stuff like that.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, cause like I got all these photos that I take and they just sit in my Lightroom, or some of them go on YouTube or Instagram.
They just sit on a hard drive. It used to irk me when like family members used to tell me, say shit like that to me, like, we're never going to see these photos.
Yeah.
And then like, it would irk me because they're kind of right.
Well, I mean, I could say,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say for when I was doing your birthday video, the photos, like your younger photos, they were in great condition. Like who had the wherewithal and like forward thinking to like scan those all into a computer? Cause they look great.
Oh, I did that a while back. Like I had we just found a bunch of them, and I wanted to have them. I don't even think I scanned them in from with a scanner. I think I took those photos, some of those, with an iPhone.
Gotcha. Well, they looked really good, and it was cool that we had them.
Yeah. So I spent my birthday week in Haiti, as per usual. We do it every year. People were giving me shit about it. Like, you're gonna go leave the country with COVID? I'm like, well, I'm leaving the COVID country. I'm going.
Yeah, I'm getting out of it. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna take a break from COVID and go somewhere else.
How is it down? How is it there? Is it really bad there?
Oh, it's you gotta understand, Haiti's not a tourist destination.
Right.
You know, not like Jamaica or the Bahamas. It's like, you know, so there's no one coming in from China or Europe.
Right.
Where, you know, COVID was coming from, that makes it like a risk. So down there, they're just like, it was funny. My father was like, "If when you get here, don't wear your masks because people are gonna say you brought COVID to them."
Wow.
If you act like you're bringing, you're the, why are you wearing a mask? You got COVID.
So they don't wear masks there at all.
There are some places that, like in the big, like where my father is, where we go, it's more rural.
Right.
So we don't, like, you know, you're good. But like in the capital, in like Port-au-Prince,
that's, yeah, I was gonna say, what's the capital there? I don't know.
Port-au-Prince. Port-au-Prince. Like, yeah. Port O A U Prince. P-R-I-N-C-E.
So Port-au-Prince?
There you go. You said it great, actually. That was a good job. You said it better than I said it.
There you go.
But yeah, if you go to the Capitol, then you do have to wear a mask. And then obviously on the plane, they make you wear a mask. At the airport, they make you wear a mask.
Right.
But like once you leave the airport, like there's, I mean, and then there's, you know, the companies and, you know, big business down there, they make an effort to tell the people that they should be wearing masks, at least like on, when you leave the country, your phone, basically connects to their partner in that other country.
Yeah.
So like there's two major carriers is Digicel and Natcom that are down there. Okay. And Digicel, they had the name of their network came up as put your mask on.
Okay.
But in French. In Creole, sorry.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was like it just comes up, and then like where it's supposed to say Verizon, it says put your mask on.
That's funny.
So there is an awareness for it, but at the same time, it's just kind of like owning a mask that's going to be like, you know, having a mask for every day of the week like we do here, mm-hmm. even the disposable ones. That's a luxury down there. So,
damn. So what exactly did you do while you were there?
Oh, we celebrated my birthday. Uh-huh. We hung out at my pops's like compound. We hung like at the nightclub,
right,
and stuff at the hotel. We went to a private island off the northern coast of Haiti. Yeah. It's pretty dope. I got some dope pictures I can show you for that. And then,
sure.
What was cool is we left on some boats. Mm-hmm. And halfway to the island, these guys in like these canoes. Canoes.
Right.
They were like paddling over to us to sell us like lobsters and crabs and stuff like that. So we bought them all out, their lobster, crab, and, you know, all their crustaceans.
Right.
And then we continued to the island, and when we get to the island, the people over there, they cook the stuff up for us while we're chilling and waiting and enjoying the beach. And we stayed there till sundown, and then we came back and then went back to, you know, my pops's property.
Right.
And then the next day we went to the waterfall in a city called Hench. And that city is super rural, like whatever like ruralness we have in the U.S.
yeah,
that, but like 40 years behind.
Jesus.
There was no, like, the roads weren't paved.
Right.
So it was like, there was a, the part of the route that could have taken us maybe 45 minutes took us like 3 hours.
Jesus.
Because we were driving that slowly.
That sounds very nauseating.
It's nauseating to know, and it's like you can't even sleep through it because it's such a rough ride.
Right.
And it was like, had I been like on some dirt bikes, it would have probably been fun, or in like a rally car, it would have probably been a lot of fun. But it was like we're in a diesel Land Cruiser.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what kind of car is it?
Yeah, it's one of the old school diesel Land Cruisers.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, my brother owns one of those down there.
Now,
and it's one of the ones with the snorkel.
Oh yeah, so if you go in the water, you don't flood the engine.
Yeah, you won't flood the engine. You can drive, basically up to, I would say up to 4.5 feet.
Damn.
Into the, I mean, honestly, you could drive all the way in because the snorkel is at the roof of the car, so you can drive all the way in. You can fill up the whole cabin of water, and the car still run.
It's not something I would want to do, but...
But you could.
If you had to.
If
you had to, you'd be all right. Yeah. Now, this is a stupid question, but is it predominantly just Haitian people, like black people that live there? Or are there
different... Oh, yeah. It's like, there's no like real... like ex. No, most of the expats that live in Haiti are like... are just like Haitians that either, you know, sojourners, like came here and they're like, ah, fuck it, I'm going back.
Right.
Or, you know, children of people that, you know, immigrated from Haiti to the U.S. Mm-hmm. There are some beans in the rice, I guess you could say, sprinkled about in Haiti.
Right.
As there are everywhere, depending on where the work is. Like, when I went there 2 years ago, there was a large population in Cape Haitian of Chinese because they were there paving the roads, mm-hmm. because they were putting in a factory. So like the contingency that they had built in with the government was, if you're going to put a factory there, you got to pave the roads.
Right.
Well, you got to pay for the pavement on the roads, and they brought in their own workers and stuff like that. And like it was a game changer because I went to the Citadel twice, once the year before the roads were paved, and then when the year it was paved, and it was like the trip again with paved roads to unpaved roads is night and day.
Oh,
it's
course.
Summer and winter, honestly.
I mean, I would imagine so. You know, having a paved road, you can drive faster for longer and not have to worry about all the mechanical problems that can come along with it.
Yeah, no, like that's one of the things that I'm sure that you take for granted. We all take for granted here in the States is paved roads.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was in Arizona for a few weeks, I went up state and we went to, and I was with my friend and she had a Jeep and we went off roading. And even though she has a Jeep, just off roading, you can't do 30, 40 miles an hour. You have to do 10.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if you hit a rock, you're going to break your axle in two.
Unless you're like the cars or trucks that are equipped to do all that stuff, they're impractical in price, you know? Like those Jeep Wranglers that look like they can handle all that, they can't.
No, they can't. They're just,
they can't.
They're posers.
It's not even, well, yeah, actually, yeah, because they look the part, but they can't do what they look like they can do. Like you need, you know, $20,000 in suspension alone.
Yep.
to be able to handle driving at, you know, highway speeds in some of the terrain that, you know, we were going through last week.
And now you were there for like what, 10 days, 6 days?
I went there for 7 days.
Okay.
Yeah, I landed on the 3rd. I took off on the 10th.
And so I got the one thing I always like to know in foreign countries is like, how was the food? Was it good? Was it safe? Was it like decent?
It depends on where you go, honestly.
Yeah. Like where you're like, did you eat out a lot or did you just eat with like at your dad's place?
So my dad is not the best host.
Uh-huh.
So by default, we ate out a lot.
Right.
Or we had food prepared for us and brought to us. Or,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, it's not like, you know, the person that runs the kitchen at his place was really prepared for us being there. Right. And it was a lot of us because I went there. It was like maybe 12 or 13 of us that kind of came and like spent time there.
How big is your dad's compound?
It's pretty big, but he's got a 30-room hotel though. Also,
damn. So where did you stay? At the compound or the hotel?
Well, the hotel's on the compound.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it like fancy or is it just like basic?
It's not fancy at all. That's one of our biggest frustrations is that like there's no real place for us to go, you know, when we go see him.
Right.
You know, like we're trying to get that situated now.
Got it.
With, you know, because like every, you know, it's one of my beefs about going down there to see my pops. It's like, you know, we got to stay in the same hotel as everybody else.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still, you're going to a, it sounds like a fun time. So when,
if there's all of us is there and there's a, you know, an itinerary, absolutely. Right. It's a dope trip. You know, you get to appreciate the country and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I go by myself, it's, like, all business.
Gotcha.
I got to go do what I had to do, what I went there to do, and come back in 2 days.
Got it. Well, hopefully one day I'll get to go with you to Haiti.
I feel like that trip is coming within the next 2 years.
That's I'm there for it. Just make sure to not let me eat or drink anything that's going to give me violent diarrhea.
No, I wouldn't do that. I mean, I haven't gotten sick eating in Haiti.
Well, do you think it's because how long have you been going there? Since you were a kid?
No, it was more frequently recently, but like I don't go enough that my body's like would be accustomed to whatever microbes would cause diarrhea. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like stuff that will cause diarrhea here in the States. It's going to give you diarrhea every time.
Well, I'm guessing it's like probably a lot of bottled water and a lot of like.
Yeah, my brother sells, my brother's the number one distributor for bottled water in the Northeast over there.
Is he the one filtering and getting the water or is he just a distributor of it?
He has his own water filtration system.
Wow.
Yeah. Reverse osmosis.
Oh.
Water filtration system.
Osmosis Jones?
Nah, Osmosis Jones is in the body.
Was Osmosis Jones, was that Chris Rock?
It's Chris Rock who was inside of Bill Murray's body.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was Chris Rock because like I could see it being him, but then I can also hear someone doing a Chris Rock impression.
Yeah. No, it's Chris Rock just like him. It's Chris Rock in Osmosis Jones and it's Chris Rock in Madagascar.
I never saw that.
Yeah, he was the zebra in Madagascar.
I never saw Madagascar.
That's cool. You didn't miss much.
You know, it's a movie I saw, Emperor's New Groove. Do you remember
that
one?
Did you see it in the movie theaters? Because it's in the movie theaters right now.
Emperor's New Groove?
Yes.
A cartoon from like the 90s?
Yes.
Why?
Because the movie theaters are struggling. They don't know what to do.
Oh, shit. Well, I mean, Warner Brothers, they did that thing. Now all the movies are.
They did that thing. What thing? What thing are you talking about?
They said that all of their movies coming out in this year are going straight to HBO Max.
Yeah, they're complacent or complicit in the destruction of the movie theater industry.
Oh yeah, because like Wonder Woman is out. It came out the same day it came out in theaters on HBO Max, and like, the new Godzilla King Kong movie is going to go straight to HBO Max. The new Mortal Kombat movie that I heard is going to be fucking insane is going straight
to rated R.
Yeah.
It should have been.
Yeah. Yeah. There's going to be like really bloody fatalities and all that shit.
Yeah. It's going to be what it should have been.
Exactly. Like you can't take things like you can't take a game that is based around fatalities and make what you made in the 90s and say, oh, this is good. You have to make it bloody and disgusting like they did with like like the Logan movie was phenomenal.
Oh my God. That's what the X-Men movie should have been.
Yeah.
Like the old man Logan movie. Oof. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect end to a saga. That was like, oh.
Like they really should have made, or was it? I don't know. The Venom movies are rated. Because like there's like, especially
Venom's not R-rated?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I feel like Spider-Man's not R-rated, but
Spider-Man's not R-rated. Maybe it was.
I mean, Venom's pretty dark.
It is. It is. And the next one's going to have Carnage.
Yeah.
And that should lead to
Woody Harrelson?
Yeah, which Carnage? I'm not super thrilled with that.
Why? Well, you don't like him?
No, I like Woody Harrelson. I think he's just a little too old for that character. I think, you know who would have been really good? And I don't know the actor's name, but he was in The Watchmen. He was the one with the mask that always changed. Rorschach. He was Rorschach.
Rorschach and The Watchmen.
Yeah. He was also in the reboot of Nightmare on Elm Street. And he is just like, he could have been really good. But Cassidy Clay or whatever Carnage's alter is, he's supposed to be like young and crazy. And like Woody Harrelson, just, I don't know, just.
Eli Snyder?
I guess.
So, this is the thing I always say about Hollywood. There are certain actors that they just kind of hold on to.
Yeah.
Like, they just, like, they're familiar with them, and they're just kind of like, that's the guy.
Right.
That's the guy that's going to be this guy for everything.
Yeah. Like, Brad Pitt's always going to be a period guy who's,
now,
like,
yeah.
A tough American guy.
Yeah.
Like in Fury and in Inglourious Basterds and in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and stuff like that. Which, don't get me wrong, Fury and Inglourious Basterds are great movies, but I haven't seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which looks really good because it's like an alternate universe of everything that happened in that time period.
Yeah, Bruce Lee's in that movie, right?
It's around the time period of the Sharon Tate murders with Charlie Manson. And but it's an alternate universe where like it doesn't happen kind of thing. So you just have to watch it.
It's one of the good things. I found him. Jack Earl Haley.
I have no idea. Does he look like an angry Irish redhead? Because if it's an angry-looking Irish redhead, then that's him.
Yeah.
He talks like this. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a super, super pinhead. Like, he's got a pinched face.
Yeah. Yeah, like rat face.
Yeah, I know. That's that. Yeah. Okay. Yes, he would be much better as Carnage.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about Jackie Earl Haley.
There's one scene in Eli Snyder is the watch is he plays him in the show. There's this one scene where he's in prison, and this is the Watchman with this Rorschach guy, and that he gets approached by some thugs and they're trying to like rough him up and stuff, and he hits one of them and knocks one down and then throws a giant vat of boiling like French fry oil all over a guy. And he's just like melting. It was crazy. It was so good. Did you ever watch that show, The Boys?
Oh yeah. I watched The Boys. I thought The Boys was pretty, pretty interesting. Actually,
I haven't finished season two yet, but it's a really good, it's a good show.
Season, they got a third season coming that either is coming out or came out already.
Oh, I know that they had season two, but I didn't know that they had season three coming out anytime soon.
Yeah,
you know, it's another really good show, and I don't know if you would be into it.
Ted Lasso,
yeah, it's on Apple TV Plus, it's an Apple made show. And it's Jason Sudeikis. He is a Alabama football coach that gets sent over to England to manage the number one soccer team there. And it's just, it's a really cute, fun show. It made, when I watched it, I was like not in the best moods, and I watched it and it made me feel like super much better. It was really cute.
What's it called?
Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've heard of it.
I would highly recommend watching it.
I will look into it.
Look at it. What else? What else we got? We're approaching the hour mark here. What else has happened?
I mean, that's about it that's happened so far. We're just, you know, kind of looking forward to what's coming, you know, as far as the new year, 2021, you know, doing new things, trying to be different.
Yeah.
Than 2020. Let's hope.
Are you still doing the other podcast stuff with Not Your Mans and stuff?
I mean, I don't do the podcast with them. I just, you know, he's always doing it. He actually was considering stopping it because, you know, he wasn't getting a lot of, you know,
like traction with it.
No, the traction's there, but like he was doing all the heavy lifting for it, which, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm always there available, you know, to Johnny for any type of, you know, assistance, but he doesn't, at this point, what he needs in assistance is going to come from, you know, his co-hosts.
Like, yeah.
There's nothing that I can do. Same thing with Jen and
her podcast.
Yeah, her podcast.
Yeah, well, I talked to her about it, and I don't think she's doing it right now because her partner wasn't.
No, he wasn't, you know,
helping.
Yeah, she was again doing all the heavy lifting and stuff, and you know, so she's working on her own stuff. She's got a few things coming out down the pike. We should have her on.
Yeah, we should. I mean, this year we'll have a lot of people on because I have a couple of the people I've been talking to about, the baseball guys that I want to bring on, that they would totally do it, and they have some really great stories. So, well, that'll be something to look forward to this year as well.
Yeah, and you know, we should have Johnny back on.
Oh, yeah, he was a lot of fun. He was super nice.
Yeah, we'll have Johnny back on. We'll have Jen on. Yeah, let's do that.
I still want to have Jeff and Andrea on.
Oh, yeah, we need to have Jeff and Andrea. Like, why haven't we had them on?
I know, I just missed, like, I haven't talked to them in so long. It'd be nice to talk to them, too.
Yeah, we should do that. I always tell Jeff that, you know, he has an open invitation, but he's also super busy, so.
Oh, yeah, he's a monster. He's busy with so many things.
Yeah.
Cool.
But, you know, like, you know, I would just say that it's good to be back.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, on this Martin Luther King Day. I mean, when y'all be hearing it, by the time y'all get this, it'll be not Martin Luther King Day, but, you know, definitely a rough last year.
Yeah.
We went through, but we got through it. Hopefully, you know, 2021 is going to look a lot better.
I think so.
I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm being optimistic, and that's not normal
me too.
For me.
I'm seeing the edge of the woods. That's why I like to put it, like, light at the end of the tunnel is a good one, but I like to do something woodsy because, you know, I'm super folky and hipster. I'm like, I see
like a fake lumberjack.
Yeah, exactly. I can't see past, well, what's that saying? I can't see past the trees before the forest or something. I don't know.
Can't see the forest beyond the trees?
Yep. Thank you.
I don't know what that means, but.
Yeah. I'm on the opposite side of that. I think that means that you can't really look too far ahead.
Okay.
I'm on the opposite side of that where I am looking far ahead.
Okay. I mean, that's good. Like I said, it's really, really good. I'm just, you know, I'm just hoping that we don't have to deal with, you know, a lot of craziness going forward. You know, I'm hoping that this fear that a lot of people have for this coming Wednesday is really just, you know, just the fear, and there's no real reason to be scared. You know, I hope that we don't go into this civil war that people are talking about.
I don't think so.
Yeah. America. I mean, I'll tell you one thing. I was at the gun range yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You're preparing?
I'm not. Well, yeah, I'm kind of prepared. shot an AK-47.
Damn. That must have been fun, though.
It was. It was surprisingly fun.
It's like when you're doing it, you're like, I could see why people love this, but, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When, like, shooting a gun is, it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
You feel like, oh, my God, this is so cool. I want to get better at this. At the same time, if someone were to be like, yeah, you can't do that ever again in life, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah, it's like, I can give or take. I don't really need this.
I don't need this in my life.
Yeah. But
I definitely understand, you know. It's like a giant dick that can kill people. Who doesn't want to carry that around?
I have a giant dick that takes lives. It doesn't give lives.
There you go. And on that, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. 2021, looking forward. Season 3, Hipster and Homeboy.
Here we go.
We're going. That's it.
Oh, I know.
Where
I was going
to say. What?
We're going.
Oh, okay. Ryan, tell them where they can find us.
They can find us on Spotify.
It's been a while.
I gotta think. They can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. I mean, Google Podcasts, whatever it's called now. All the podcast places on Instagram, Hipster_Homeboy, Twitter, Hipster_Homeboy, Facebook, Hipster and Homeboy Podcast.
Yeah, all the stuffs.
That's right. All the places, all the things you can find. Me and my stuff on Instagram at just Ryan J. Leone, or on youtube.com/RyanJLeone. And what about you, Phil? Where's your stuff?
My stuff's going to be philipcharlesproductions.com.
Yeah.
PCP Images on Instagram. Mm-hmm. DJ Philly C on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Well, DJ _ Philly C on Instagram. Sorry. Yeah. You know, just doing all the stuffs.
Doing all the things, keeping busy in this quarantine life.
Yes, and like I said, it's good to be back.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to you next week. Drinks up.
Drinks up, everybody. Later.